Al Jazeera Podcasts.
After more than 6 months of bombardment, Israel's war on Gaza shows no signs of ending. At least 66 Palestinians were killed in several attacks in just the past 24 hours. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has urged the world to help end the war and allow more aid into Gaza. He's been speaking in the Saudi capital, Riyadh, where he addressed the World Economic Forum. Now, Abbas appealed to the United States to prevent Israel from launching a ground attack on Rafah, where more than 1.5 million people are sheltering. He also warned that Israel would try to push Palestinians out of the occupied West Bank after it is done with Gaza. Well, the World Central Kitchen says it's restarting humanitarian operations in Gaza weeks after seven of its employees were killed in an Israeli strike. Their convoy was hit in central Gaza on April the 1st, despite having shared their movements with Israeli forces. Israel apologised and described the incident as a grave mistake. The NGO's chief executive, Aaron Gore, says the Israeli army has changed rules of its operations, but notes it has no concrete assurances about the safety of its staff. High temperatures are making life more difficult for displaced Palestinians living in makeshift tents in Gaza. The extreme heat has led to health warnings. Al Jazeera's Anas El Sharif reports from northern Gaza.
The summer season has started. And displaced people are facing extremely challenging living conditions in makeshift tents. The tents are made of sheets, nylon, and other materials. They become unbearable to live in as the weather gets warmer. The temperature inside the tents is often higher than outside. Palestinian families here in Gaza are struggling to cope. This is posing a serious risk to the lives of children and the elderly, especially those with chronic illnesses.
Ukraine's top general says his troops have been forced to retreat as fighting on the country's eastern front intensified. Well, Kyiv's forces have fallen back to new positions in at least three places along the front. The new positions are west of the Donetsk region.
Welcome to Necessary Tomorrows. My name is Ursula. I am an AI. And I have inferred from your online activity that you have been feeling more dread than hope when you think about the future that is coming for us here in the 2060s. So I have created a course just for you to enhance your capacity for imagining different futures. Necessary Tomorrows, an audio series by Doha Debates and Al Jazeera. Find it where you listen to podcasts.